Harold Priestley Gill.
Oh yeah.
Preds
We're
and
fired
Pens
up
coming
here,
up
man.
Next.
We're ready to go, Preds and Pens. Let's do this.
I'm going to throw a chair off the roof of the building.
Yeah. I'm feeling it now. Oh yeah.
That person is not only going to win world titles, but he's going to have record-breaking ratings. Oh yeah.
Yes, he is. Hal Gill joins us now, chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Hal Gill is, of course, brought to you by Duncan every week. Skillsy, you got to be fired up just after that.
You know what? I feel like there's certain decisions you make in your life that will stick with you forever. Like, and that decision to do the wrestling hype up with Pete Weber, that might stick with me.
Huh? Yeah.
That seems the way it's going.
Well, look. Anything is going to help tonight.
But I am fired up, nonetheless.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be. It's game five. It's pretty simple. You win, your season continues. You lose, your season ends. That's how it goes. Is that the conversation? Does there need to be a conversation? Or do these guys know what they got to go out there and do?
You know what? I'm guessing if I'm in that locker room, I'm looking around and guys, I was like, hey, guys, there's no way we can just, like, go ahead and win, like, 18 in a row. Like right? That could never happen, right? We can never put wins together. Like, what are we talking about? I'd be having fun with it. I think the whole idea is, you know, you just got to win a game. You know, that's the bottom line. And I think they've played well enough. They should be confident that they can win a game. And I think there's certain series that I've been in where you're just like, nothing's going right, and we're just not good enough to beat this team. You know, you have to face the reality. I don't think that's a reality in this one. I think they're just as good, if not, they play better. And I think last game was a sure sign of that, except for the last 3 minutes or 4 minutes. And, you know, hey, that still counts. It's a huge 4 minutes, but that was all it was. That was the difference.
How much does, you know, we've talked about the guys they brought in and that Barry Trotz signed and serial winners and all that. But how much does looking at Andrew Brunette, who's been through these battles? I mean, he was down 3-1 to Vancouver, you know, in his career as a player, and was a huge contributor to them coming back and winning. How much does that help, especially the young guys, to look at their coach and go, okay, he's lived this. I need to listen to him.
Yeah. You know, and it infuriates people that aren't athletes, right? I mean, people that haven't been in that position, I get infuriated when Bruno stands there and says, hey, you know, it is what it is. We got to move on. I thought we played a great game. We let it slip, but we got to move on and we got to play the next game. I think that's the confidence that he has. He knows he can't go back and change it. They're going to make adjustments where they need to, but you go out and you put your best foot forward for game five and go at it then. And, you know, you don't sit there and cry about the fact that you lost in the last 4 minutes, because what is that going to do for you? You learn from it. You realize, hey, you know, we can't fade back in 4 minutes. We got to keep pushing forward and bury these guys. I think you learn from that, and then you move on.
Hal Gill is with us. He'll, of course, be on the call with Pete Weber later on this evening. What did you think about Dante Fabbro? Came into the lineup, Stastny gets hurt, but what did you think about his game the other night? And I know it was a little bit difficult because Yossi missed some time with injury, but overall.
I liked it. I thought he got better. Obviously, you're getting thrown. What was Lavi's old saying? You're getting thrown on a moving train. you know, you're trying to jump onto it, and it's going fast. The playoffs are a fast brand of hockey. And so I thought as the game went on, he adjusted to it and he got better. I thought he moved the puck well when he needed to. And, you know, I think in a lot of aspects, I always said, if you didn't notice me when I was playing defense, that's a good thing, because you're defending well. Now, I think you're expecting him to do more offensively than I ever did. But I think when you're looking at when a guy plays, you just want to go out and do your job. Keep it simple, especially when you haven't played in a playoff game yet. So I think he did a good job.
Yeah, and look, I thought he was moving the puck around. I thought he was shooting the puck. Like, I did notice him, but for the good things.
Yes. Yep. And I think that's what I think he can offer to the game. And everyone talks about it. If when he's moving his feet, he can make that little slip pass. He can make the breakout defensively, and then offensively, I think he's got good vision to get pucks through, and so I think that helps the Preds.
I've used the phrase, you don't want to chase the lineup you know, throughout this whole thing. But, you know, the question has been, should Andrew Brunette make some changes, especially in the forwards? And Tommy Novak's name comes up quite a bit. You got depth sitting on the bench. They called up Juuso Parsonen. He's sitting there. Cody Glass as well. So in a must-win game, is now the time that maybe you do make a change that he's hinted at the last few games, or do you ride with what got you there and just see what happens?
It's tough. I that's why it's hard being a coach. I think you have to make a decision that you're trying to predict the future, right? And you look at Novak and Evangelista and Jankowski and all the success that they had together, and you're like, okay, is it going to come back? How long do I have to wait? And at the same time, you're looking at it and saying, okay, it's not happening. So, you know, it's not clicking. So let's change it up and put someone else out there that can make it happen. It's a tough decision. But I trust that Bruno's got a pretty good pulse. And, you know, you're asking Glass or Parson, and remember that, hey, jump into a game five. And, you know, it's the same thing with Fabro. Like, we don't need a hero. Just go play well. But it would be great if you score a goal. You know, it's like, it's a tough position to be in. But it's also, you know, you need to get results. So whatever they decide, I'm sure they're going to be confident with it and move forward.
I may be crazy for thinking this way, but does Bruno have to look at big picture two with a guy like Tommy Novak, sign him to a long-term extension? You know, you take him out for a playoff game, you know, and that could wreck his confidence? Or do you kind of have to have that one game at a time mentality?
That's actually a great point. I think, everyone knows that, hey, if you're not going in the playoffs, you're going to sit. But at the same time, you want to develop some trust with those players. And so that's a great point. I don't think they think of that as much as people would think. I think the only thing that Bruno was thinking about is getting a win. And he's not looking past game five, and he's certainly not looking past this season into next. So, but you want a rapport with a guy, and you want to get a feel on a guy, and maybe he's doing that with him. He's working through a guy like Novak, saying, all right, you got to do this. This is how you need to be better, and looking for those adjustments and hoping he gets it done.
Talking to Hal Gill, you know, I mentioned the experience that Bruno has as a player. Rick Tocchet can say the same thing, played in the league for a long time. Have you kind of seen that come into fruition with what you've seen out of a younger Vancouver team, a team that doesn't have the same amount of experience as the Predators have, but you've seen their head coach's experience play a factor?
Yeah, I think you see the toughness come out and the discipline that Vancouver has. You know, they don't really get flustered. I think their slogan is resilient. You know, Preds are relentless and they're resilient. And I think that's in large part due to him, just the way he played and the way he conducts himself. He's very matter of fact. He's not too colorful, but he's honest. And I think that's, you see a lot of that in the team. And I was actually talking to Vancouver media about, they asked me, you know, you tell us about the fight you had with Tocchet. And I will tell you, Tocchet is a scary man. And I went to, we squared off and I went to grab him and I missed, went over. I tried to grab his collar and went over and grabbed the back of his jersey. And he was right up in my grill throwing lefts and rights. And it all happened real fast. And one of my favorite welcome to the NHL moments is him coming over to me after the fight and skating around, showing me his knuckles and say, hey, did I cut you on my, is that on your teeth? Or what did I hit you? Where did I hit you? And I was like, I don't know. Do you need a rabies shot now after punching me in the face? Like, I didn't know what to do. Or was he just psyching me out, making me feel like a fool because he just punched my face in? Anyway, tough guy, and I wouldn't want to fight him again. And I think his team plays a lot like that.
Have you and him talked about that, like, during this series at all?
No. When he walks down the hall, I turn the other way. I go to the other side of the street and look for quarters.
I don't blame you. All right, Skillsy. Well, appreciate the time as always. We know what's at stake tonight, and I hope that we keep talking and keep playing and that there's a game at Bridgestone on Friday.
Yeah, no, I think this is going to be a great game. Either way, I think the Preds are going to give everything they got, and hopefully the hockey gods come around for the Preds Nation. They need a little help. They need a little redemption after last game.
Yeah, the hockey gods are very real. We are learning that for sure. Appreciate it, Skillsy.
You got it. Take care.
Hal Gill joining us here on the program, as he does every Tuesday, and always enjoy his insight. All right, now is the time. The first two callers at 615-737-1025 will be able to participate in celebrity birthdays, with the winner going to see Morgan Wallen at Nissan Stadium this Thursday. But you got to call in. You got to participate in celebrity birthdays. I'm making you earn these tickets today. 615-737-1025. And we will do that coming up next. Chase and Big Joe on this Tuesday, 1025, 1063 The Game.